local real estate today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with local real estate today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is Kyle Bailey, always with Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Great to have you back. I hope you had a good Christmas.
I did, Kyle, and I hope you did too. And to everyone listening, we hope you had a very happy holiday. And this week between Christmas and New Year's is always a unique moment. So things slow down just enough for people to catch their breath and start thinking about what's next.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're talking about today. You've titled our conversation, New Year, New Strategy. Why is this particular week such an important time to talk about real estate?
Because this is when decisions start forming. So even if people don't realize it yet, right now, buyers and sellers aren't necessarily making moves, but they are making plans. They're reflecting on the past year, thinking about life changes, and quietly deciding whether 2026 is the year they buy, sell, downsize, move up, or invest. And the people who get the best results are usually the ones who start thinking strategically before January hits, not after.
So the strategy, or having one, matters more than timing.
Absolutely. Timing gets all the headlines, but strategy is what actually drives results. We hear people say all the time, I'll start looking in January, or we'll talk to someone after the new year. But what we see year after year is that the buyers and sellers who prepare now into January with clarity, and that puts them at a real advantage.
So what does preparation look like on the buyer side right now?
Yes, sir. For buyers, this is a conversation phase, not a pressure phase. It's about understanding your numbers, talking with the lender, getting pre-approved, and knowing what's realistic before the market heats up. And that way, when the right home comes along, you're not scrambling. You're confident and ready. And prepared buyers don't chase homes. They choose them.
And what about the sellers?
Yeah, so for sellers, this is one of the smartest times to get informed. You're not committing to a list date today. You're learning what your home is worth, how buyers are behaving, and what the market is likely to reward in the coming months. And that knowledge helps sellers avoid emotional pricing, rush decisions, or waiting too long and competing with everyone else in the spring.
And I imagine a lot of people assume the market's basically, kind of asleep right now.
Well, it's quieter, but it's not asleep. So what changes during this time of year is intent. The buyers who are active now are serious. Sellers who are on the market are motivated, and that combination often leads to cleaner negotiations and better outcomes for people who are prepared.
So the message would be, don't wait for the calendar to change before you start thinking strategically.
Exactly. The market doesn't reset on January 1st. People do. And the ones who take a little time now to plan, prepare, and get clarity are usually the ones who feel the most confident as the new year begins.
All right, good words there. Let's take a look at what's new on the market this week.
Yeah, so even during the holiday week, we have seen some great new opportunities across Douglas County. So here's a few highlights. 1551 Northeast Morris Street in Roseburg, offered at $279,900. This is a bungalow. It's had some fresh interior updates, some updated appliances, and a fully fenced backyard and a covered deck. So great option for buyers looking for affordability and move-in readiness. This is listed with Emily McCurry at Safari Real Estate.
And what about if you want to be out of ways?
Yeah, so go to 2665 Whistlers Park Road. This is out in Glide on the North Umpqua River, offered for sale at $639,900. This is a single-level North Umpqua River frontage property. It's got expansive river views, Trex decking, and a 1,500-square-foot shop. So a true lifestyle property with recreation and functionality, and it's also got easy access to the river. Listed by Deidre Joven, my partner at the Mary Gilbert Group, and Keller Williams.
And, of course, we've got to check out Sevelin.
Yeah, so heading on over to 2730 Gulfview Avenue. This is a hard-to-find, under $400,000 home. It's listed for $390,000. It's in the Montclair Estates neighborhood that's near Oak Hills Golf Course. It's got vaulted ceilings, multiple living spaces, and beautifully designed outdoor areas for entertaining. This was listed with my partner, Eric Ott, at the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams.
And we don't often get down to Glendale, but I understand you've got one now.
Well, this is actually one of our co-broker agents that we work with, Tiffany Johnson. She's got this 1871 McCullough Creek Road in Glendale, $499,999. It's on 11.5 acres. It's got privacy, usable land, and room to grow your garden, animals, whatever. So ideal for buyers looking for a space, a homestead feel, or a peaceful retreat.
All right. So how did the market perform this week compared to last week?
Well, so here's what we're seeing across Douglas County. We had actually for Christmas coming up, we had 36 new listings. We had 31 price changes, 29 pending sales. That's actually a jump. And we're seeing 31 homes sold in the last 7 days and a few properties that did not sell. There's only 8 expired listings, but we're going to January 1st is going to roll around and we'll see that number jump up.
All right. So what about, let's see, before we get to the final takeaway, what about open houses?
Open houses. So it's going to be a quiet weekend for open houses. Nothing happening today. But if you're out and about tomorrow, we do have several open houses lined up starting at 9 a.m. 662 Brooks Loop in Sutherland. This house was built in 2019. It's over 2,900 square feet. It has some of the most amazing views in Sutherland in town. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's offered for sale at $550,000. So this open house, it's going to be open most of the day tomorrow. It's going to start at 9 a.m. So check it out, $550,000. Jeannie Hackey will be starting that one at Keller Williams. And also at 9 a.m., we have another house on the same street in the same neighborhood. So 895 Valley Vista Street in Sutherland. This house is 3-bedroom, 2 baths, just over 1,800 square feet. It does have a double lot. So the homeowner bought the adjacent lot next to them to have extra space. So if you're looking for extra space, this is a property to check out. It does have some great views of Sutherland as well. $750,000. And so you're going to get a really spacious single-level home. The cool thing about this, it has a lot of 8-foot interior doors, a big granite island. It also has an RV shop. It's got chain-link fencing. The RV shop also has an electric gate in and out for security. It's got a workshop, water features, and the second lot also offers extra parking or maybe a potential second home.
Wow. So what else do we have?
Moving on down the road, 845 Forest Heights. This one will be open at 11, $430,000. This is a house nearly 2,500 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath. Could make a great house hack option, but it also has a nice, amazing view. So starting at 11 a.m. And 664 Brooks Loop. This is starting at 11 a.m. too. These and goes till 3 p.m. $485,000. It's a 2,157 square foot home. It has 4 bedrooms, recently completed. So if you're looking for low maintenance yard landscaping, this house is going to be it. So $485,000.
Great. Now, before we wrap things up, what's the biggest takeaway for listeners heading into the new year?
So I think, you know, buyers and sellers, you know, just understanding that homes are still moving. So especially when pricing and preparation are aligned and just seeing sellers make thoughtful adjustments, which continues to create opportunity for well-prepared buyers. And keep in mind, if you're looking to do something in 2026, I think earlier is better, as all the economists are predicting double-digit gains in real estate in 2026. So if you've been on the fence, it's time to get off.
Well, and so, and if you're thinking about selling, though, maybe that affects your timing as well.
Yeah, if you're exactly, and that's exactly why you need to talk to a professional to find out when you're selling and the reasons for selling. But if you wait to sell and you want to buy that same house you want to buy, it could also be more expensive.
Yeah, boy, a lot to consider. And that is really why it's important to talk to professionals. If anybody wants to get started buying or selling, how do they get connected with you guys?
Yeah, you can always give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or visit us anytime at marygilbert.com.
And even though it is a little bit quieter for the next week or so, you guys are still out there busy.
We're still out there opening houses and still working through the holidays.
All right. That wraps up today's edition of Local Real Estate Today. Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. That wraps it up, and it's 9 o'clock.